I think it should be a great for ads.
That should be this one, yeah.
But I think maybe that should be.
Yeah, it's hard to know what that is. That's, this is a bit of HTML goo. I think there should be a break for ad. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MVDA,
this is
lambda.
Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline the.
Yes, of course it is.
You underline the goo in each case, but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon it stands for lambda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's different? Is this?
Mm-hmm.
High excitation emission lines. I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying. It's talking about the species that the emission lines are coming from.
Yes. Okay. Alright, you don't get that.
Let me look in nebulosity.
ESO, I don't think is an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed for, to keep Hubble?
No, yes, to keep Hubble. For this, that should be green as well.
Yeah, that should be a source type, yeah. It's. Yeah, do you think that's part of the name, yeah?
It's the whole name. Yes.
I don't know, I have no way of knowing, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is all.
Absorption line systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
Needs, I'm talking about column densities. Which is a derived property.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah, that's fine.
Individual lines.
And line alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either.
Nope.
No, for some reason I seem to have just died on this.
I win.
You got bored, probably. You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who.
Yeah, it's their prize at the end. Bottle of champagne.
I have labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And again.
Yeah, that's.
That's a special feature, that's okay.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is, I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago, last week?
I didn't need it.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes. But I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGN with emission lines and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that's red as well.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Oh, galactic stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G dwarf.
G dwarf, sorry, things, aren't they?
Presumably, that's alright, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out, over here, I think.
Right.
Our sun, it's a G dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Cluster, you're right.
Yeah.
Absorption
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's the same
Lyman
Alpha
system.
Forest systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then maybe they shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think I just took it.
Yeah.
Question.
Radio lab quiz again. Emission models, definitely not. Why associated?
Now, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what does
yeah.
it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated with torsion? It doesn't say it's associated
process,
with
though, isn't it? Isn't it a process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to
yeah.
some physical thing.
Yeah. So
right, okay.
Is
that what it means
then?
Context.
Right.
And associated again.
Yeah. Those are mechanisms, but they don't count. Yeah, I just missed it. That's it.
We should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about
well, I think
underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering
yeah.
earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then
mm-hmm.
that do,
yeah.
I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, same problem. It's done. If we've both been not marking it,
yeah.
there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah.
But, well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that you
mm-hmm.
would like. It's not only about resolution, but stuff like coming up with a corrective version.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've seen the other one, the quasar, right? The
yes.
Right.
Yes.
And this is exactly the same as the last one. The systems.
Yep.
I am galaxies. Is it kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it in there, sorry.
Hubble deep field is being marked. And
yeah.
absorption
isn't
shouldn't
be
marked.
Yeah.
I don't think able cluster is different from cluster. Enable clusters just.
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have AVAR clusters.
Yes,
right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
yep,
I
okay. You can have soft access.
I agree.
Yeah, you kind of blow
yes,
for soft access.
Right, you're right, because that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. X-ray BLX and radio BLX, I think, are because the BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No.
No, continuum.
No.
CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's fine.
I can agree with taking that out. Intermediate, it's a region.
The so-called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
Because it's
if
a region.
If you talk about the
yeah.
region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
And it's the same, it's just it's not very...
Yeah, it's badly
clear.
Written.
So cool.
Infrared glasses. We said not to mark things based solely on... So it's just defined only by wavelength. So we can't include infrared galaxies.
Mm. Just galaxies.
Starbursts count?
Yes, they do.
Surely.
Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starbursts within a galaxy. But they are talking about starburst galaxies.
Yeah.
And galaxies?
Galaxies.
Continue or continue in flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really.
It doesn't really matter. I'd say continuum flux, but I don't. Obviously,
let's
but I don't care.
In most of these cases, we put flux in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good feature. Word line.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say put it in.
Oh.
The lack of borderline polarization. Borderline polarization. Is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just from
void to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by
polarized
light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it. I would only use it on those broad line in it. I mean, I think that's what you've been doing earlier on.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
We're missing weak line. I don't. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was because the modifier should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies are. This should be underlined. This should be green.
Okay.
Well,
actually,
sorry. I think the this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah.
No.
Characterized
right.
by unusually.
Okay. So the question is. Oh.
No, is it?
Oh no, it's different.
Yeah. No, you've got line.
Difference
only
weak
oh,
line.
Oh, line. That's fine.
Mm.
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh yeah.
So there's
line there.
But I think
difference.
Weak line should be in.
And an end.
Okay. In the same way that you have broad line, it would be in
there.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
I just made that up. And gave it an acronym.
Yeah.
HC.
Yeah.
That's not a source.
Line again. Mm-hmm. We've got emission line over here. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
Right again. Oh no,
no,
it's
not right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Line emitting gas I don't like. Yeah. Infrared galaxies we can't have.
Okay. Emission feature, which we're including now.
That's okay. Depth, line, and output absorption trust the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, we can't. Star forming galaxy should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier, anyway.
Yes.
So.
That should be a
protogalactic clump.
No,
that is not
well.
A source type.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
It's a lump. Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah. Do you get that absorption?
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it
that's
covers
something
significantly
yeah.
small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process.
Features.
Yeah.
Feature again.
This feature.
Yeah, okay.
It's a feature, spectral feature.
Ah.
Don't climb out of this again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Yeah. Those are the regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebulae.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
Now a line should be in.
Yeah.
X-ray BLX.
Yeah, okay. Intermediate types? Yeah,
we put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You get it then. That doesn't go in. That's okay.
Oh,
that's
complicated.
Right,
oh,
that's
it's okay.
It's like
we
don't like systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Nope. Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which I had a line?
Yes, we are taking
that line on its own.
Great.
So, yeah. Yes.
But you just.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes,
so.
Take. What line are we taking? In general, every time there's been a line. Has there been a line? Okay, it's
line
width. But it's still. Whereas that's lines. Have we had any just where it says
line ratios?
Ratios?
We've been taking out line as a. Word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. Lines are still
okay.
Lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing.
Not the whole thing.
Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's likely one spectrum in the UV, but you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here, I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to. Not like line width, but you can point to line centre.
Mm.
In fact, the whole thing should be quite likely, I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the
line
wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it.
That's
right, UN. Eclipsing, I don't
know. Yeah, no, it shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, you're right there.
You're right, Starburst. Oh, Starburst active. Starburst like activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's an action.
Yeah, but then the AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But
an AGN
is
a class. A Starburst is a
class. A Starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
As
an
AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A Starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting
Starburst.
A Starburst galaxies.
We're counting Starburst if it means galaxy. If this means Starburst galaxy-like activity, that's fair.
No, but a Starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a Starburst in it. Like an AEG, an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But Starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark Starburst before and if you feel that Starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in the discussion,
mm-hmm.
even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they're the same. They either have to both stay or both go, and
mm-hmm.
I think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe if it's star forming. I get to do it.
Yeah,
different. But yeah,
star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. It's Starburst. Okay. We've just got this split up. I think we should be. H. You're right. It's two.
Or is
it's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But it's in between that line and that line.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm right here. That's
you
quite
are,
a
yes. Line ratios.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
are.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in. We'll
so we need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh. Have we done?
Oh no, they are the same. Sorry. Okay. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh, galaxy
in the galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines.
Yeah, we did it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
We
weren't doing special shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include that. Prisms.
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Well, weak O3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization.
Well,
they're lobals, aren't they?
Are they?
Lobal is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That counts.
I don't know if high bals are, but low bals are.
They are.
Okay.
It's a big joke.
Oh, okay.
High bals.
Yeah.
Next.
I shouldn't. You're right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
emission line candidates.
Going. That means objects that are identified
yes,
and maybe
right.
at a particular redshift based on it. Yeah. Doesn't count.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Well, that's all
continuum
muscle continuum flux should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were doing broadband detections. We were doing, yeah. Nice team. Mine too. Now, what were we doing if.
Radio lag quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you're looking in language speak. Mark each conduct as a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio log quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you.
That's whatever's easiest for you.
No!
Yes, take it out. Okay, haunt, isn't it? The spectral
yeah.
components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Hubble field in.
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No, we can't
shouldn't
have that.
Be in either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
IGM I've done again.
Right.
This is nice and easy.
Yes.
components.
Yeah.
We
can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. But we want the lines to. The
galaxy,
galaxy or galaxy?
The galaxy?
Given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy, yeah.
It's a proper, whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what HPC stands for?
Does. Known to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
Oh, yeah,
that's
that should
right.
Count.
Yeah, that's right.
ICN.
Mm-hmm. Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
You're right there.
Should
be this, and it probably is. That's probably
no, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
No, Lyogen are different. I missed out that.
Red.
It should be
the line.
Wait.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB2, I think, given that we're not putting line with it, so.
Okay.
Even line is fine. You can have flux.
Hey.
Nope, not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do we?
What line?
We want it, unless it's relative, we want modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak forward lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it according to the acronym rule, the first one?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, acronym?
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside.
Yeah.
Mark it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I don't think I was doing that.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've missed that, you know.
Yeah, I've missed that a lot.
Weak emission. I think it should be in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It
including emission.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true, so we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then weak
emission
emission
levels is just a way of
yeah.
saying, yeah,
no.
I agree.
No, nothing at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Red contribution should be in.
Okay.
Board line emission in the rest frame UV should all be one.
Yeah. Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
should be out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a rate of transfer thing. So they don't mean. They mean photons in the lines escape. Not that. That's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yeah, that's true. Associated again, which means continuum source shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
Association. CTIO.
That should be. Oh wait, is that?
What does it stand
that's
for?
An observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the CTIO 4 meter? The
but
name of that telescope.
Yeah.
And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's also a telescope, and I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope, the CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco actually usually. I don't mind.
We're
including observatory because if it's part of the proper name of the measurement.
But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Not the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
No. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing there?
Yeah, no.
It's
oh, I see.
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended
iron,
iron lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so it should
lines.
Be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping the line in because it's strength. Yeah. Continuum
flux.
We should have
all
in.
We're doing that, yeah. No!
Hundreds of those. This is quicker.
Damp lime and alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. I don't know what that quasar is.
I don't know what that means either. One damp lime and alpha QSO is. It's not a source stuff. That's definitely true.
No.
Yeah. That's okay. The AWDs.
What's D?
White dwarf?
There's WDs. 25 of DA type and 6 of DD type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different class.
Yeah.
Not white.
Yes, you're fine with that.
And put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No.
Yeah. So neither of them.
Okay.
At all goes.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
No absorptions. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs. No. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah, I
well, we're
I
doing ultra-luminous galaxies, so we should do...
I guess you should keep it then.
Yeah. People discuss it as a separate
class. Distinct.
They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies
are.
Okay. Now absorption lines should be in. Yeah. And the same, yeah. I tried not to do associated ones.
Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we. Oh gosh, what if we can do that A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Strong, soft X-ray flux. Yeah, you can put that
there.
And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL
it's
outflow.
Those,
it's a, yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption is more cloud.
That doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
And I didn't...
Blue wings of this,
going on
and
here.
This and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And
yes.
And presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know what
this
I think
means.
If the line's too long, you've
highlighted
it.
Oh, I highlighted
as one,
all as one, right.
And I've highlighted it separate, it should be separate.
Okay.
What's this end thing? Because that is not marked in the.
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the
the
more
end
of the end as well.
Yeah,
but I think it probably was and it just hasn't printed because Olivia
right.
wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you
so your end
what
starts.
Olivia's done here.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So N probably.
So you're mostly setting for the solution where you mark all contracts.
Yes,
individually.
And it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
Perception components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be.
Oh, so is. That's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yep.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be it.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
That's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. So if you
rich
iron
spectrum.
You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's like if you had a spectrum, you had all the lines of actually lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out like, all the ones to put your iron lines, then
mm-hmm.
after that you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feature of the whole spectrum,
yeah.
You can't see
yeah.
it.
That's the rich iron
spectrum.
Yeah, so that's it's like a derived property.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not a spectral feature, it's a feature
mm-hmm.
of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not
a different.
Shouldn't go in.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do
this now. Yeah, I'm going to make it to our second cookie break.
Giant electricals or electricals?
You
go
in mind. Are giant ellipticals separate things? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are
so.
Separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are in the ether.
Okay.
Line emitting gas, what we get in?
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Ionized
in
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
the same as.
It's pointing, though, and saying, look, there's a high excitation emission. And there's non high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
High. Oh,
I've got X-ray source.
R117.
Narrow line secret one should all be one, with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's. This is
yeah.
describing the band you do the observations in?
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
No? Yeah, that counts?
I think so.
Well, we cleared it before when you said this has been detected.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
form. I think should be in.
Yeah, okay.
Mission.
Yeah.
Wait,
ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they? No.
Templar is not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Well, hang on though, but is it just describe your mechanism now? It isn't a
yes.
Feature as such.
No, I think it's a spectral
process.
Feature. You can point to phantom and alpha absorption. In the same way, you can point to HB emission, although HB emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, phantom and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think. Especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not
what
really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp climate alpha absorption because you're shifted in the spectrum there.
I'm not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB to absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp climb and alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But
I
can't remember
both.
What we've done before.
Because we've... Every feature is produced
well,
by
if it
a
was,
process.
If it was absorption in damp climb and alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it says. Whether it means with low redshift damp climate alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp climate alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say, there's the damp climate alpha absorption. There's
yeah,
the
well, that's true.
In the same way that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, HB to emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it, so that's.
Yeah, that
yeah.
should be in there.
Microquasars. They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah.
That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard of it referred to since. But
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got ultra-luminous and ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they? What defines a microquasar?
Same as a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it.
Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei starburst
galaxy. That one up, so never
a dance
that one
is a
yeah. There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies. So that do we say we take that out?
Yeah. Okay. But what about the acronym? Because that
yeah
has
got it in.
That should
that's
be in.
Okay.
Yeah. Starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region within
yeah,
an object which would not
right.
be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, what happened also? You found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not the proper name, but you still include the acronym? Or
because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And
oh,
if the acronym includes it.
Oh, right, okay.
And it has to be in there. Continue with flux, you know.
Mm-hmm.
EV and optical emission line.
Ratios.
Yeah.
I think all that goes then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical UV and optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Now the emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2
right.
Is like 2 and 1.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
Right. As long as this is
plus red.
TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing broadband detections.
Right.
Using the Whipple air.
That's definitely an instrument
it
name.
Is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
it's
an instrument.
Instrument.
It's not
yeah.
a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. So we can have that. Right. And the other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it
should
be
there as well.
No emission lines from higher
yeah.
up.
We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah, you're
separate.
Right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Inner line region emission.
Yep.
No,
it's emissions from the narrow line region. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source type.
SV Loba is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe any of his. On a Keck observatory, yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
going.
Yeah. We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah.
Piso electronic.
Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars.
Yeah. Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UV excess is alright, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a special feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
we are putting them in. Which is so broadband, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strengths.
No,
means equivalent width, yeah.
Misgroup.
I did misgroup.
Telescope,
you're
right.
Yeah.
Hey!
Wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Hooray! Well done.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Well, once we got them identified, a lot of them were
yeah.
the same problem.
Yeah.
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 What's the thing in here? And what's the point? Can I get to it without.
No.
Carrying a little bit of wire with me. Excuse me,
Carrie. Do we need to remain wired up? Are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so,
we're done.
Excellent.
Well, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Melissa now that we're done here.
You've
done
your best.
All day long.
You could just say, I'll put it next to there so people know what it is.
This looks excellent.
That looks really straightforward.
Yeah, not so bad.
We have a lot of agreements.
Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not, I'm going to my other office in Ness.
Are we going back?
Well, I was going to say, well, they're taxi, but it's just me. Maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
I want to cycle.
Yeah.